بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته
All of us here are Muslims. But we have to understand what is a Muslim and what does it mean to be a Muslim and how does a person become a Muslim. And the Prophet ﷺ, he summarized what the meaning of a Muslim is. When you say, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا, and I am pleased with Islam as my religion, وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا, and I am pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as being my prophet. These three things, they make a person a Muslim. And these three statements, this dua, is very important. And I think most of you should have memorized this dua, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا. And remember this dua, because at the end I'm going to ask you who's memorized this dua. So when a person is pleased with Allah as being his Lord or her Lord, and pleased with Islam as being your religion, and pleased with Muhammad صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ as being your prophet, then that person is a Muslim. And this is how a person becomes a Muslim, by accepting Allah, accepting Islam, and accepting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This dua, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This dua is so important that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us to repeat it three times in the morning and three times in the evening. So when do we say this dua? Three times in the morning and three times in the evening. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever says رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ, paradise is guaranteed for that person. So whoever memorizes this dua and believes in it and says it and know what it means and is pleased with Allah as your Lord and pleased with Islam as your religion and pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as your prophet, then the hadith is wajabat lahu al-jannah. Paradise is guaranteed for that person. And also, one of the rewards for this dua is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ, that the one who says this dua has tasted the sweetness of Iman. The person who says, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا, and I am pleased with Islam as my religion, وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا, and I am pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as my prophet, the hadith is ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. That person has tasted and felt the sweetness of Iman. The first part of this dua we're going to talk about in today's assembly. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord. How can a person be pleased with Allah as your Lord, accept Allah as your Creator, if you know nothing about Allah? How can a person be a Muslim and that person doesn't know anything about Allah? How can a person worship Allah, love Allah, fear Allah, make dua to Allah, and that person doesn't know anything about Allah? If a person says, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, but doesn't know anything about Allah, is there any benefit in that person saying, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord? No benefit. If a person says, La ilaha illallah, and doesn't know who Allah is, Is there any benefit in saying La ilaha illallah? If a person prays to Allah, makes dua to Allah, but knows nothing about Allah, then how much benefit is there in the prayer and the dua and the other acts of worship? So you can only be a Muslim if you know your Lord, if you know Allah. You can only say Raditu billahi rabba, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, if you know who your Lord is and if you know Allah. And how can we know about Allah? All of you here, you have names and you have descriptions and you have qualities and you do certain actions. And this is how we know each other. So you know me because of my name, and you know me because of my descriptions and my qualities, and you know me because of some of the things which I do. And I know some of you here because I know your names, and I know your descriptions, I know your qualities, I know your good characteristics. So that's how I know you. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah also has beautiful names, and He has descriptions and qualities, and He also has actions. So if you want to know Allah, if you want to know your Lord, you need to know His names and some of His descriptions and His qualities and some of the actions which Allah does. And I think most of you here will have memorized some of the names of Allah and some of the descriptions of Allah. And at the end of the assembly, I'm going to ask you some of the names and the descriptions of Allah. But before we do that, I'm going to mention some of the names and the descriptions of our Lord. So the first name, and this is the greatest name of your Lord, of your Creator, is Allah. This word Allah, this is the greatest name of our Creator. Allah has different names, many names, more than 99 names. But His main name is Allah. Allah, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. He is Allah, and there is no God worthy of worship besides Allah. And the meaning of Allah is the one true God. This is the meaning of Allah. Also, one of the things that we have to know about Allah, if you want to know Him and love Him and believe in Him and worship Him and make dua to Him, is that He is Al-Wahid Al-Ahad. He is only one. Allah doesn't have a son. Allah doesn't have a father or a mother. Allah doesn't have a partner. He is only one. And Allah said in the Quran, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, He is Allah and He is one. Allahu Samad. And Allah is As-Samad. And the meaning of As-Samad is He doesn't need anybody else and everybody else needs Allah. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He did not give birth, so He doesn't have a son or a daughter, and neither was He given birth to. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And nobody is equal to Allah. Nobody is comparable to Allah. So the greatest person that you know, Allah is greater. The most knowledgeable person you know, Allah is more knowledgeable. The strongest person you know, Allah is stronger. The most merciful person you know, Allah is more merciful. The most caring person you know, the most loving person you know, Allah is more caring. Allah is more loving. The kindest person you know, Allah is more kinder. The most generous and forgiving person you know, your Lord, Allah is more generous and more forgiving. So His main name is Allah, and also He is Al-Wahid Al-Ahad, which means He is one and He does not have any partner. So this means that we are not allowed to say Allah is three. We're not allowed to say there is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We're not allowed to say Allah has a son. We're not allowed to say Jesus is the Son of Allah. Allah is one. Also from the beautiful names and descriptions of Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, i.e. the one who has the most amount of mercy and the one who shows mercy towards others. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. All of you say every single day in our salah, all praises for Allah, the Lord of the worlds, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the one who shows mercy to others. And Allah is so merciful that He wants us to know that He is merciful. And He tells us to remind each other that Allah is the most merciful. Allah said in the Quran, نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell my worshippers, tell my people that I am the most forgiving and I am the most merciful. So if you know that your Creator is the most merciful and He shows mercy, what does that mean? That means firstly, you have to love Allah. You love Him because of how caring and merciful He is. Also that you make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, show me mercy. Oh Allah, show my parents mercy. And also, you show thanks to Allah that He cares about you and He shows mercy to you. One day, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, you know, the second Khalifa of the Muslims, he was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and some other companions. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw a woman, a mother. And this mother, she had lost her child. She only had one child and she had lost her child and she was searching and looking for her child. And you can imagine, and you know how much mums care for their children. You know how much your mums care for you. And imagine if that mum only has one child, no other child. And imagine if that child is lost and how worried that mum is going to be and how she's going to look for that child for her son or daughter. So she was searching for her child, searching for her child, and all of a sudden she found the child. And in front of the Prophet and the companions, she took that child and she hugged him and embraced him and started feeding the child. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he turned to Umar and the companions. And he said that, do you see how much merciful and how caring this mother is towards her child? And the companion said, yes, we see this. And then the Prophet asked the companions, do you think this mother, she would ever throw her child into the fire? And the companion said, never. No mom will ever throw their son or daughter into the fire. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah is more merciful and more caring for the people than even that mother is towards her own child. Meaning Allah loves that child more and cares for that child more and is more merciful to that child even more than the mother is towards that same child. So this is how much Allah loves us and how kind and caring and merciful Allah is. Also, one of the names of Allah is Al-Ghafoor and At-Tawwab. And the meaning of Al-Ghafoor is the one who forgives. And the meaning of At-Tawwab is when you make tawbah, when you seek repentance, Allah accepts the repentance. And Allah said in the Quran that He is غَافِرُ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلُ التَّوْبِ, that Allah is the forgiver of sins and the acceptor of tawbah and repentance. So what does this mean? That whenever we do anything wrong, whenever we do any mistake, we have to make istighfar to Allah. And how do you make istighfar to Allah? You can say astaghfirullah. You can say Allahumma ghfirli. You can say Allahumma atubu ilayk. Or even in English you can say, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, accept my repentance. Oh Allah, give me forgiveness. You can say any of these words. So if you know that your Creator, He is Al-Ghafoor, He is the oft-forgiving, and He is At-Tawwab, He accepts your repentance, then that means that you have to always be making dua to Allah, always seeking forgiveness from Allah. Doesn't matter how much you do wrong or whatever wrong you do, you have to always seek forgiveness from Allah. Also from the beautiful names of Allah is As-Sami' Al-Basir. And the meaning of As-Sami' is the one who hears everything. And the meaning of Al-Basir is the one who sees everything. So me and your teachers, sometimes you might do something but we don't see it. Or you might say something and we don't hear it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything and Allah hears everything. Even if you are alone in a room and nobody else sees you doing that action, but Allah sees you. Or nobody hears you saying something, but Allah hears you. And Allah is so great and powerful that even what you whisper to yourself, Allah knows. And Allah sees and Allah hears. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like Allah. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And He hears everything and He sees everything. So if you know that your Allah, your Lord, He is the all-hearing and He is the all-seeing, He hears everything, He sees everything, then what should you do? First of all, you have to be careful about what you say. You have to be careful about what you do, the actions which you do. Sometimes a person might not do something in front of their teacher, but if they're alone, they might do something wrong. Or somebody might not bully another student in front of the teacher, but if they're alone with that student, they might start bullying that person. But you have to remember that maybe my teacher cannot see me, or my teacher cannot hear me, but Allah sees me and Allah hears me. And also doing good actions. Doing good actions privately. Don't think that if you do a good action and nobody sees you, that there's no reward for it. Because maybe your teacher didn't see you, but Allah saw your good action and Allah heard your good action. So also doing good actions. So Allah is As-Sami' Al-Basir. He hears everything, He sees everything. Meaning when we are alone and nobody else can see and hear us, we have to always remember Allah can see me and Allah can hear me. Also, one of the beautiful names of Allah is Al-Qawi. And the meaning of Al-Qawi is the mighty, the strong. There's nobody stronger than Allah. And Al-Aziz. And the meaning of Al-Aziz is the greatest. And there's nobody great and mightier than Allah. And Al-Qadir. And the meaning of Al-Qadir is the one who can do everything. Anything which you ask Allah, Allah can do. And Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Verily Allah is الرزاق. He gives and He provides. ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. And He possesses and He has a great amount of strength. So if you know that your Allah, your Lord, your Creator, He is Al-Qawi, He is the strongest, He's Al-Aziz, He's the greatest, then what does that mean? That you don't fear anybody else. Because nobody is greater than Allah. Nobody is stronger than Allah. Also, you rely upon Allah because He's the greatest. When you need help, you make dua to Allah because Allah helps. Also, one of the beautiful names and descriptions of Allah is that Allah is pleased. Allah is pleased and happy. And also Allah becomes angry. You have to remember this. That Allah becomes angry at certain things. And Allah becomes pleased and happy at certain things. So Allah becomes angry when we swear. Allah becomes angry when we bully. Allah becomes angry when we don't listen to our parents, when we don't respect our teachers, when we don't respect our elders. Allah becomes angry if you're horrible to a person, horrible to an animal. Allah becomes angry if you hurt somebody, if a person steals, if a person lies. Allah is angry with all of this. So if we know that Allah becomes angry with certain things, then we have to make sure we don't anger Allah. But also we have to remember that Allah also is pleased with certain things. Allah becomes happy at certain actions. So Allah is happy when you are polite. Allah is happy when you are generous. Allah is happy when you care for your friend. Allah is happy when you listen to your mum and your dad and you listen to your teacher. Allah is happy when you recite the Quran. Allah is happy when you care for the poor and you give in charity. Allah is happy when you go to the masjid. Allah is happy when you are clean and you clean what's around you, you pick litter up for the sake of Allah. Allah is happy with all of these things. So if you know that your Lord Allah, He becomes angry at certain things and He becomes happy at certain things, then that means you have to stay away from those things which anger Allah, and you have to stay away from those things which you have to do those things which please Allah and make Him happy. So these are some of the names of Allah and some of the descriptions of your Lord and some of His actions. And the more you learn about Allah, the more you will love Him. The more you learn about Allah, the more you will fear Him. And the more you learn about Allah, the more you will worship Him. Okay, before you ask your questions, I'm going to ask my questions. Firstly, and you have to put your hand up, who can remember the dua which I mentioned at the beginning of the assembly? Who can remember the dua which I mentioned at the beginning of my assembly? Let's say who I've never chosen. Muhammad Amin, go on. Sallallahu. Good, excellent, mashallah. And let's see one of the girls. Let's see, somebody at the back was not pointing. Gone. Yeah, over there. Gone. Excellent. Anybody who hasn't learned this dua, make sure you learn it, okay? Who knows the meaning of this dua in English? Who knows the meaning of this dua in English? Right at the back. Abdul Samir? Is your name Abdul Samir? Huh? Sami. Go on then. Good, excellent. Okay, when did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us to say this dua? This dua, when is it said? Who? Sorry? Who's year six? Right at the back is Adam. Adam, right at the back. When should we say this dua? Can you remember? No. Okay, where's Abdul Muiz? That's why I'm putting his hand up. Where is that going, Abdul Muiz? Good. Good. Three times in the morning, three times in the evening. So you can say it three times after Fajr and three times after Asr. Or three times in the morning when you come into the school and three times when you're finishing school. Who knows the reward for saying this dua? Who knows the reward for saying this dua? What's your name? Huh? You go. Safe, go on. What's the reward for saying this dua? Can you remember? Excellent. You get protected from evil. Who else knows the dua? What's your name? Sorry? Adam, go on. Good. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever says this dua and knows it and believes it and knows Allah, paradise is guaranteed for that person. What's your name? Musa. Go on, Musa. What's the other reward? Excellent, Musa. The Prophet said, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. That a person feels the sweetness of iman if he says this dua. Okay, tell me some of the names of Allah which I mentioned. Yeah, which were mentioned in this assembly. Tell me some of the names of Allah which were mentioned in this assembly. Go on, Harun. Good. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And Harun, what's the meaning of Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim? The most merciful and the one who shows mercy. Right at the back, what's your name? Hudhaifa. If Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, then what should we do? How does that affect me as a Muslim if my Lord is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim? Sorry? Good, you do dua to him, you love him, you respect him, you show him thanks because he has showed you mercy. Okay, another name of Allah which was mentioned in today's assembly. What's your name? What's your name first? Huh? Hiba, go on then, Hiba. Sorry, Al-Basir, God. And what's the meaning of Al-Basir, Hiba? The All-Seeing. If Allah is the All-Seeing, and As-Sami', the All-Hearing, how does that affect me as a Muslim? How does that affect me? Put your hands up. If Allah is As-Sami' al-Gan Musa. Stay away from the bad things when nobody else sees you because you know Allah sees you. And try to do the good things when nobody else sees you because you know that Allah sees you. Okay, another name of Allah which we study today. Another name of Allah. What's your name behind Musa? Huh? Go on, Hannah. Sorry? Al? Good, Al-Ghafoor. And Hannah, what's the meaning of Al-Ghafoor? The most forgiving. The one who always forgives the sins. So if you know that Allah is Al-Ghafoor, then how does that affect you? What should you do if Allah is Al-Ghafoor? Huh? Who knows? Put your hands up. Dawood? Good, ask for forgiveness. Anything which you do wrong, don't think Allah won't forgive you. As long as you're sorry and you're going to try not to do it again, then ask forgiveness from Allah. Al-Qawi, what's the meaning of Al-Qawi? Who's year six? Sami, next to you? Yeah? What's the meaning of Al-Qawi? What's your name first? This mighty. Al-Qawi means the strongest and the mightiest. Nobody stronger than Allah. If you know that Allah is Al-Qawi, your Lord is Al-Qawi, what does that mean? What should you do? Asim? If you know Allah is the strongest and the mightiest, what should you do? Should you be scared of anybody else? Should you make dua to Allah to help you? Depend upon Allah, rely upon Allah because He's the strongest, He helps. Also, that Allah is angry at certain things and Allah is pleased with certain things. Okay, give me examples of actions which Allah doesn't like, which anger Allah. No, Harun behind you. Yeah, what's your name? What's your name first? Lying, good. Bullying, good. Allah is angry with these things. Allah is not pleased with these things. Gone. Swearing. Good, swearing. Khadija, gone.
Spitting.
Good, spitting. Also being rude. Okay, one more person. What's your name? But what angers Allah? Good, backbiting, right. Now tell me actions which Allah is happy with. Yeah, actions which please Allah behind always. Which things is Allah happy with? Good, reading the Quran. Good boy, good answer. Reading the Quran. Let's see from the back who hasn't answered yet. Go on, right at the back. Salah, praying your salawat. Allah is pleased with it. Anything else? Which things can we do at school which Allah is pleased with? Which things can we do at school which Allah is pleased with? Yeah. Yeah, so you have to be careful what you're saying. So if you say polite words, Allah is happy. If you swear, then Allah becomes angry. What else can we do at school which pleases Allah? Over there, go on. No, not in front of Asim. Being kind to others, to your teachers, to your friends, to your students next to you. Umumara, go on. Yeah, making dhikr. and one more person. Which thing can we do at school which pleases Allah behind Asim? Yeah. Sorry? Listening to your parents and behind you. You had your hand up? Being righteous, good.